The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, you may have heard during the week that Michelle Obama has said Gen Z needs to learn to endure bad bosses. Easier said than done, Michelle, say us. But if you're dealing with a bad boss day in, day out, how do you deal with it? To get some advice now, I'm joined in the studio by the CEO of HR consultancy firm HR Buddy, Damien McCarthy. Hello, Damien.
Good morning, Claire.
Are you a bad boss? No, I won't ask you. I won't ask you that.
That's my employees. Yeah.
What about that question, though? Like, what is a bad boss? Because I might think somebody's bad, yeah, but my colleagues might think that person is great.
Yeah, and that's actually a good point. It's a point I would make as well, that if you have a boss or a manager with a team of 30 people, 29 might think they're great. And there's one employee who will brand them as a bad boss, okay? So I suppose the point I would make is bad boss is fine. You know, they get the slack, okay? They're in the managerial position. Sometimes they have bad bosses over them as well, so that can be a factor. And sometimes there are, believe it or not, bad employees, okay? But there is no doubt. And, you know, when I was looking at this, I came across a startling stat, which I think is incredible, by the Chartered Management Institute, which tells us that 82% of managers in workplaces are accidental managers.
See, that is the problem, isn't it? Yeah. People who haven't had any ambition maybe to be a manager, yeah, no training to be a manager, but end up in that position.
Yeah, and it's the classic kind of, I suppose, when we were going to college doing our HR exams and so on, you know, the engineer was always used as the example. You know, you had your wizard of an engineer, great performer, knew what they were doing, and then they get promoted to the people management position or the supervisor of the factory or whatever, and it all goes wrong from there. Now, why does it go wrong? Number one, they may not be the right person for the job, but they're the company yes man or the company yes woman. You can rely on them, you can trust them, so they get the promotion.
And it's also about rewarding people. So there's a path there, and the path often is in up into management.
And rewarding by promotion, and that brings the bigger salary and so on, and that's how they grow. Okay, that's fair enough. I suppose the point I'm making is that 82% aren't formally trained in leadership management and in people management. And that's a big mistake.
It's a big statistic, isn't it?
It's huge. It's actually startling. It's mind-boggling. If you look at workplaces and organisations, and in workplace research, we're finding this out as well. About 50% of workers across different researches across the world are saying that there is more investment now and more interest in investment in AI than there is in people management. So they feel their managers aren't being trained in people management, and that's where the problem exists. And I would make this point, I suppose, if I was to give one piece of advice this morning, is that, you know, you're making a big mistake as an employer or as a workplace if you're not training your people managers, or if you're promoting people into people management and not giving them the skill set and the knowledge.
Well,
so get line manager training done.
Okay, well, there's that. But then there's Michelle Obama saying that you have to just stick it. You have to get through it. And if you can get through it, you will show that you've built resilience.
Yeah, well, I agree in large part with what Michelle Obama said, okay? She makes a very good point. But like, you have to take it with a pinch of salt as well. You can't intentionally go out to disgruntled workers. That's just not a good idea. I mean, it has bad results for any workplace, any organisation. There'll be a drop in productivity and engagement. There'll be higher absenteeism, and there'll be higher staff turnover, okay? Mm-hmm. So they're just cardinal sins in people management and running an organisation.
Okay, so your starting point is you should train your managers and make sure
Absolutely.
That they know how to do the job.
It's paramount.
But if you have a bad boss in place, and if you're an employee who has to just deal with this situation, how do you do it?
Well, documenting is very important. Now, what I would
snitch on them, is it?
Well, I suppose the first point isn't the hard thing to recommend sometimes, believe me. But the first point I would make is, like, we're all in workplace relationships, so we all get on differently with our work colleagues and our bosses. I go back to the 30 people, 29 might like the boss, one doesn't. Okay, and that can be kind of a personality thing. So we have to work on our workplace relationships. But if you feel that you're being managed in a bad way, your boss is performing poorly, document it. Because if you're going to take it to HR, you need to have documentation. It can't be kind of hearsay. That's important. I do just want to go back to Michelle Obama, because whilst I kind of take it with a pinch of salt, I do in the main agree with her, because she went into kind of two zones, the grit zone and the toxic zone. And like, the grit zone is kind of those things where they don't agree with their manager and so on. I think anyone listening in, if they go back through their careers when they were young, they could very easily, like I can, pull out an example of a poor people manager. Someone who was in a people management position because they were a company.
Who shouldn't have been.
Yeah, and they weren't trained. And they dealt with you badly. And, you know, disgruntled you and it was a bad experience. Michelle Obama's point was that, you know, everything can't be rosy in the garden for the young worker. They have to carry the bags, she says. OK, so I suppose, you know, you have to put in the groundwork. You're going to have a bad experience. No workplace should be set out to give you that bad experience. Train your managers. But, you know, you kind of have to put down your time as a young person. And actually the long term growth in that and seeing the poor people manager, you're the future leader. The young workers in workplaces now are the future people managers. They're the future leaders. So if you never see a bad people manager, how can you grow? How do you know? How do you
and
know
that's
to do
where
it
you,
right?
That's where you get your grit. Is that the point?
That's your grit.
So,
yeah.
So see, the younger generation now, Gen Z, as we call them, they get a bad rep, don't they? Like, oh, they won't put up with anything, and they're not able for any hardship.
And unfairly, I think.
Not all true.
No,
right?
I think Gen Z comes up all the time. They're the generation we like to blame for everything, and you know, but they're the most educated generation we've ever produced. They're the most technological savvy generation we've ever produced. They also have great morals about them. I think, you know, older generations, there was a bit, you know, even from a moral point of view, we were told, and you don't know what the boss said and things like that. Yes, Gen Z are more challenging. Okay. Yeah.
They won't put up with what we put up
with. Yeah, they have morals. Most definitely, if you put them into an unethical position, they will speak up. They're more likely to do something about it. They will know their rights. But there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, there's nothing wrong with younger workers holding people to account. I think that should be respected. And I suppose, you know, any organisation wants to come out on the right side of that. So you must do right by every worker.
But how are you building resilience then?
For a younger worker, yeah. For a Gen Z worker. Well, look, I suppose...
There's a balance, is there?
Well, there's a balance, but I think the younger worker comes into the workplace, Claire, and it's natural that they will have some bad experiences. And those bad experiences, whilst they're not ideal at the time for them, they're building resilience. And very often it is said, you know, that maybe Gen Z are snowflake and, you know, they don't have resilience. But actually, if you look at where they've grown up in, like through recession, through COVID, they're quite a resilient bunch. So I think we give them Gen Z.
I quite like that they won't put up with stuff. I think that's a good thing
and it can be respected. Yeah, but dealt with in the right way as well.
Now we have lots of people getting in touch, telling us about their bad managers. Let's not identify anyone here as I read through these very carefully. I was working a job for 10 years in hospitality. We got a new female GM who used bullying, fear, and intimidation to get staff running and jumping, and eventually she cleared quite a lot of staff out. Whenever the owners or the higher management turned up, she was as nice as pie, which was scary. You do hear that can work for some people, right, in management positions.
Yeah, well, I suppose I'm going to go back to the two zones that Michelle Obama came up with, the grit zone and the toxic zone. I mean, bullying and harassment is in the toxic zone. It shouldn't be tolerated.
Write it down.
Yes, absolutely, and document it. And that's very important. Document conversations and timeframes, because you've crossed the line when you move into that type of behaviour. But very often, as I said, bad bosses, if they're not trained properly, and I would doubt that manager was trained, a formal training.
Probably at the root
and there's
of
pressure
it.
Coming down from the top.
Damien, we'll leave it there, but it's fascinating. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you,
that
Claire.
Is Damien McCarthy from HR Buddy.
The Claire Byrne Show with Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.